9B Airport Boulevard, Mobile, Alabama, 36606.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks? No problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And we go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
Hello, Alabama. This is your all-time favorite president, Donald J. Trump. My friend, Congressman Gary Palmer, is running for re-election to Alabama's 6th Congressional District. Gary is an America First conservative who is fighting to secure our border, strengthen our military, and protect and defend our undersea Second Amendment. Alabama, please get out and vote for Gary Palmer for Congress on March 5th. He will not let you down. Thank you.
I'm Gary Palmer, and I approve this message.
It's February 20th, the greatest day ever. On the 20th of February, 1792, President George Washington signs legislation creating the U.S. Postal Service, ensuring millions of Americans for centuries to come would have unsolicited junk to toss in the trash every single day except Sunday. Have a great February 20th, the greatest day ever.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Time at the tone? Five.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Missouri prosecutors say two men have been charged with murder in last week's shooting that killed one person and injured 22 others after the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl parade. Both adults, Dominic Miller and Lindell Mays, are charged with second-degree murder and other charges. Jackson County Prosecutor Gene Peters Baker said during a news conference that both men have been hospitalized since the shooting. The Alabama Supreme Court has ruled that frozen embryos created during fertility treatment should be considered children under state law. Justices issued the ruling in a pair of wrongful death cases brought by couples who had frozen embryos destroyed in an accident at a fertility clinic. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 64 points, the Nasdaq dropped 144, the S&P lower by 30. More details at srnnews.com.
Psst. Hey, Mark, remember, getting help from Progressive is so easy. You can use the mobile app, chat with us online, or call us.
And you pick now to tell me.
I couldn't miss Little Grace's ballet recital. Oh, thanks for inviting me, by the way.
Did I?
Because you know I'm always here for you.
Yeah. I can use the mobile app if I need help. Sorry, you're in my wife's seat, though.
Oh, yeah, I gotta go anyway. Tell Grace she nailed her chasse.
Get the help you need from Progressive with our mobile app, online chat, or over the phone. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Not available in all states.
This is Dennis Prager, and now a truly exciting new benefit. My monthly online video get-together for Pragertopia Plus members only. For an hour each month, get an exclusive chance to ask me anything. I'll be answering your questions. I've never done this. Submit your questions for me at Pragertopia.com. This is our chance to connect like never before. Go to Pragertopia.com or click the banner at DennisPrager.com.
Let's get up. Come on. I'm sleepy and I'm tired. I'm running behind. Gotta get up and get out. An extra day, it feels kind of strange. It's already Tuesday now. Mini vacation, inebriation, drank a little too much wine. I'm really sad, I'm going back to work. I could have used a little more closer to the weekend. Oh, I wanna
like a Monday.
Well, 5:06 already on Tuesday, even though it does feel like, well, for me it does, because I actually earned a day off yesterday. And had a great time with David Blackman. It was great to welcome Kirk from Express Fitness 24. And that is a place I am going to be visiting. I have additional goals to meet. But, and you got to baby step your way into it. You can't one day decide, you know what, I'm going to look like Hercules in a week.
Yeah.
It just doesn't work. And Kirk told me a great story. I think it was written into a book about a guy who had never worked out until he was 51 years old.
Wow.
And every year when he went to see his doctor, phone's ringing. Every year when he went to see his doctor, he was in better shape than the year before as he got a year older. And sometimes that becomes an excuse in a midlife crisis. Well, what can I do? I'm 50 and it's over. And that is just absolutely not the case. That Master Thespian, I believe he's going to be joining us shortly too, which is cool. In fact, I may even be seeing him this weekend in Spamalot. Just what they need, right? Me in the audience at Spamalot. Wanted to put in a quick word for our friends at Turf Stalkers. You know the story, young Brian Macman. We're going to call him Mac Mahone because of that Susan Woody thing from years ago, but... was going into the Air Force, but before he went, he made appointments with Brant McDonald and some of our other advertisers to learn about starting a small business. So when he was out of the Air Force, he would have something planned and ready to go. And that became Turf Stalkers, named for the plane that he and his team in the Air Force worked on, Night Stalker. They do a fantastic job. So if you would like to retire from mowing and all the other outdoor maintenance at your home, give them a call at 558-1611. I think they charge a very fair price for the quality of work they produce. Or if you'd like to learn more, visit turfstalkers.com and ask questions. And now there's only one way to welcome this guy, and that's Bigley. Ladies and gentlemen, from the highest, most esteemed upper-level mangler, you know, like Rick Peters and them, to us talk show riffraff, we welcome. Put your hands together. Under the leadership of Jeb Bush, for our friend Master Thespian.
Please clap.
Wow, thank you. Thank you very much. I'm so glad to be here, Craig. I'm just pleased and proud. Pleased and proud.
What? Is that a cartoon character?
Foghorn Leghorn.
I was going to say the same thing.
I just have to say.
Yeah, that was how I spent my ill-spent youth watching Bugs Bunny cartoons. That's probably the reason why I'm warped the way I am, because I thought they were funny. And, apparently nowadays they have to put warning labels on cartoons now. The things that we grow up with.
Oh, God.
A warning. There will be things that will be offensive.
They just... The lead story on Fox, and I meant to mention this earlier, but, you know... There's so many outrages, it's hard to keep up with all of them. Check this out. Oh, they moved it down a little bit. Parents warn nation after their child was removed from their home. Removed from their home for improper pronoun usage.
What?
A Catholic couple in Indiana is asking the Supreme Court to hold the state accountable for keeping their child out of their home after they declined to use chosen name and pronouns.
Oh, my goodness.
Starting with Amendment 1 and freedom in general, this is such an outrage. In MC and JC versus Indiana Department of Child Services, Mary and Jeremy Cox are appealing to the Supreme Court there after they were investigated by officials for refusing to refer to their son using pronouns and a name inconsistent with his biological sex.
Oh, my goodness. And
this
obviously the child is a minor because they're not giving the child's name.
Not even Hitler had time for this crap. Goodness.
That's crazy.
And I'll bet if you went out on Carmichael Road and went to every car at the stoplight and said, what is a pronoun? Mm-hmm. Most couldn't give you an accurate definition.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. But we've just become a society that some people are, they're pushing the boundaries because they want a particular agenda, and they want to push that agenda. They're trying to force us to do their way of thinking and not our own thinking. And does that make sense?
Yes.
They don't want us to be free thinkers. They don't tolerate anybody that has any view other than their own. They talk about tolerance. You need to tolerate me. You need to tolerate me. But they're not going to tolerate us. And that seems to me to be a double standard.
I want you to know that I am aware of certain people who are coming to see you in Spamalot.
Spamalot!
This Saturday, right? At the Wetumpka Depot?
That's right. That's right. Saturday is almost sold out. Sunday's performance is sold out. Sunday afternoon. We've got performances Thursday, Friday, and Saturday this week, but they're almost sold out. And we have performances one more weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, next weekend. But again, tickets are going fast, so I recommend anybody that wants to go see Spamalot at the Wetumpka Depot, get your tickets now.
I'm giving it very serious thought.
Mm-hmm. You get to see me in a variety.
How many different like 15 or some?
I have 9 different characters that I'm playing. Ooh. I'm playing a rabbi. I'm playing a priest. I'm playing God. I'm Mrs. Galahad.
Oh, Dennis, there's lots of good mud over here.
I'm a regular knight, because I sing the We're Knights of the Round Table.
Yes. Dance whenever able. We do routines and chorus scenes and footwork and back able. We dine well here in Camelot. We eat ham and jam and Spamalot.
So I'm one of those.
Wow, 9 different people all rolled into one. It's like working with Susan Woody.
Bite me.
Well, yeah, it's kind of crazy. I have 13 costume changes in 2 hours. So
wow.
You can do the math. About once every 10 minutes, I'm in a different costume. So
we have a call from Barbara.
Barbara.
Hello, Barbara.
And that was fabulous. You were amazing. I wasn't quite sure who you were until I read the handout. And I want to tell you, Greg, if you can go to anything, go see that. It was hysterical. The actors, the dancers were fabulous. It was just fabulous. So I highly recommend it. I really feel like Mrs. Riddlebottom will love it, too.
Well, thank you.
She is out of town.
It was fabulous, Master Thespian.
Well, thank you, Barbara.
I hate I didn't get to speak to you because they say you have to change your costumes, and yep. It was getting late, and I'm old, so I had to get home. But it was fabulous. Greg, please try to go. You'll love it. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Barbara. Thank you for your kind words.
Yes.
But, yes, sir.
All right, we got to take a break here at 5:13. Rich's weather in 1 minute, and then Brad McDonald.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm. They want you to stay safe on the road. Please don't text and drive. Get to your destination safely. Your family and friends will thank you. From the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. All in all, great weather news for this week's weather. Even the nights are starting to moderate. Clear skies not quite as cold. Overnight low temperature down to about 37. Tomorrow, the warming trend continues with a high temperature in the lower 70s for Wednesday, middle 70s for Thursday, lots of sunshine, and the risk of showers holding off, I think, till Thursday night, maybe into Friday morning early, and really not much rain, and then dry weather returning for the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At ASE Credit Union, financing your next adventure is easier than ever with rates as low as 5.25%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
The
views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
All right, friends, time is a waste of Master Thespian riding shotgun till 6 with Rosie Brock and Greg Budell. And joining us now, the man we call Mr. Right on the Money, Brant McDonald from Invista Advisors. Hey, Brant.
Greg, hey, buddy. How's it going, man?
I think pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, for a Tuesday, not bad. Yeah.
Had a wonderful time in New Orleans with my daughter.
The weather.
Everybody likes my. Hey, you can't look at my sexy new Facebook profile picture because those bastards kicked me off for 24 hours because I posted a story about a study that says conclusively that male and female brains are different.
Oh my goodness.
Seriously, it's
oh my god.
They have they've lost their minds, and that is, I mean, if I had used vulgar language or threatened somebody, I can see that. But who are they to? I mean, jeez,
That's nuts.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. They're the thought police, man. They should be treated like a publisher, subject to the rules and regulatory scrutiny of publishing companies, because that's what they do. I mean, they're basically, you know, hundreds of editorialists sitting on the, you know, at the top of the skyscraper deciding what people can say and what they can't. I mean, that's a publishing company as far as I'm concerned. So, sorry that happened to you, though, bud.
I was shocked. What could I have done? Thinking back, was it my naked grandparent bathing in his new frog bathtub that offended their sensibilities? Or because my profile picture had me posing with a cigarette, what standard did I violate? I just can't believe these people.
It was the hat. The hat was too sexy.
Yeah. I'm too sexy for my hat. And if I go to Express Fitness 24, I may be too sexy for my shirt one day. You never know. So, Brant, what news do you bring us from your universe today?
So, Greg, it's another down day pretty much across the board. And really, if you look at the NASDAQ, which is, you know, obviously the tech-heavy index, you know, it was down. I think this is the second day in a row. There's a lot of exhaustion with these companies now, and we've talked about this ad nauseum over the last many months, how we've just seen this massive crowded trade in a handful of companies, and it's gotten worse and worse and worse. And when you look at this, when you look at the broad market, the breadth of the market, you know, in other words, lifting the hood and look at all the rest of the companies, they just have not been really trading that well. It's all been a story about these big mega cap names. And, you know, one by one, they're starting to break down a little bit, you know. And even today we saw NVIDIA, which is one of the big, you know, semiconductor companies. It's been on fire, up 225% in the last year. It's really turned into a feeding frenzy, and it's gotten sort of ridiculous. As a matter of fact, if you want to try to find something to compare this to, it's very difficult because you have to take parts of it. Like you go back in the 70s, you had the Nifty 50, where all anyone could talk about were these, you know, top 50 companies like Woolworth, you know, and those types of things. And now we've coined it as the Magnificent Seven, and these types of markets usually don't last. In 1987, before we had a huge market crash, you had the same situation, the same setup, horrible market breadth. You had higher yields. You had all the same ingredients. You had runaway sectors of specific types of companies that were trading in the stratosphere before we had this huge market crash. We see it again, you know, in the dot-com bubble. And we're right back there today. In fact, I would argue that it's much, much worse because, you know, one of the big, big things that Warren Buffett relies on, one of his big indicators, for example, is taking the total market value. If you added up the stock valuation of every company in the S&P 500 based on today's prices, it's going to come into the trillions of dollars, and you divide that number by the size of our economy. It creates a ratio, if you will. Mm-hmm. The highest that we've seen prior to today, I think, was around 130-something percent, which was in the financial crisis of 08 and 09. And that was by far the biggest. Today, we're at 186 times.
Wow.
Nearly 50% higher on that ratio than where we were in the financial crisis. And the crazy thing about it is, you know, I sit back, I look at my Bloomberg machine, and I see today, for example, you know, the bond market was rallying a bit, so bond yields were coming down. The dollar was, it looks like it's about to break. And the market typically would enjoy that sort of environment, a weaker dollar, lower yields. You typically would have an up day, but we didn't, not today. We broke down. So very sort of out of character for the stock market to do this. And there really wasn't a reason why it was down other than, you know, traders and hedge fund managers really just want out. And I think it's, I think there's a lot of concern going on behind the scenes. And again, it's all about worrying about financial conditions that continue to get tighter and tighter and tighter, bank lending that has been trending lower, you know, consumer credit profile getting worse. It's just everything, the list goes on, and these valuations that you find in the market are so extreme. It's, as I said, I mean, there's so many different, you know, ratios and analogies I could draw everyone to. And none of those compare to the valuations that we have today. This is just not one of those markets that I want to be involved with at all. And if you look at how we're positioned still today, it's very heavy short-term treasuries. It's you know, some gold, a little small amount of silver. We've got a small exposure to emerging markets. But 65 to 70% of our entire portfolio, most of our portfolios, are short-term cash, essentially. And as I've said many times, that's one of the highest we've been at in well over a year. So I just, you know, this thing continues. We've been pounding the drumbeat on this now since probably August or September of last year. You know, as I said, the Magnificent Seven has kind of gone up in our face, if you will, which has led the indexes higher. But we're sticking to our guns. This is just too dicey, way too dicey. And for most people, if they knew the backdrop, if they really understood what was going on, and you asked them why do they have their million-dollar retirement account in the stock market, they might as well go put it all on blackjack to try to win blackjack on the blackjack table. I mean, that's how crazy this has gotten.
I agree with you. And by the way, I don't think they're fooling most of the public anymore, because Biden's polling numbers out today through Nate Silver are in unprecedentedly bad territory, and that includes Jimmy Carter. So they're not fooling anybody. People are not happy.
Yeah.
Everything's more expensive.
Well, and Brandon, it sounds too like people are scared. They're keeping their money in liquid assets and that short-term cash so they can get it out if they need it. That's what that sounds like. I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but...
people who have already retired, they have portfolio managers, they've hired advisors, or they've done anything like that. Most of those people... really don't understand what they own. They own products. Mm-hmm. They own all kinds of other things. They don't really know for sure where the risk is. Some people think they have stuff that's risk-free, and it's not.
You know,
some of these insurance companies, they say, oh, well, you know, it's risk-free. Well, who does the insurance company have as a counterparty risk? I mean, they have to back this stuff up somehow. Many of these insurance companies and banks have tremendous exposure to commercial real estate portfolios that are in flames as we speak, and going to get a lot worse. I mean, we're really only in the first or second inning of this. And so I just think, you know, that's a big problem, because, like I said, people don't know what they own. The other side of this is people who are still working and saving money in 401ks, they're nearing retirement, or they're very, very close to retirement, and they have other people, these large institutions, these mutual fund companies, they're not going to make a move to get out of the market or to do anything, because those folks have selected those types of funds.
Yeah.
Now, if you're 30-something years old and you can withstand a market drawdown or a major sell-off and continue to buy for the next 10, 20 years, okay, that's one thing. That's a different story. But most people that we talk to are people who are right at retirement or they've just retired, mm-hmm. and they're not really understanding what's going on. And they don't really understand how their money is at risk in an environment like this.
You always say, know what you own and why you own it.
That's the big deal.
But that's why you're around, right, to give that service to people. I mean, that you're there at Invista in order to guide them and say, okay, here's what you need to do. And that's a very valuable service.
You're absolutely right. And by the way, it's amazing how many people will plunge, you know, a grand or two or three on some tip their Uncle Fester heard.
Yeah.
Well, you know, he's done this before. And then when you take that plunge, you're going over a cliff. This is why we love Brent. I don't worry because I know he's looking out for me.
Yeah.
Any numbers coming out later this week that we need to keep an eye out for?
Tomorrow is really good. We've got the meeting minutes from the Fed meeting, and so everyone will be wanting to take a look at what those minutes look like, mm-hmm. what was said in the meeting. And then after the market closes tomorrow, we do get earnings from NVIDIA, which is one of the big, big companies now, mm-hmm. that has shot to fame. It has skyrocketed to fame. As I said, this is now one of the top three largest companies in the S&P 500, and it really has happened almost overnight in the last, say, year and a half. And it's because they make the world's greatest artificial intelligence semiconductor chips, mm-hmm. and they're in incredibly high demand. So no question, it's a great company, but it's just the problem is the valuation. There's hysteria going on. And people are buying it at any price. It's greed, man. And you got to be careful when you're chasing these companies like this. But anyway, NVIDIA reports earnings tomorrow afternoon. They're going to have to be absolutely blowout, way beyond the estimates for that stock to make a move. It was down today, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
So all eyes will be on that one as well.
Brent, we sure appreciate your time today. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, y'all. Hey, have a great evening, and Greg, look forward to chatting with you tomorrow, and we got to go to lunch sometime soon.
Yeah, by the way, Hayden participated in the morning show, and I told her again, when are you coming back to Sidekick with us in the afternoon? So, remind her. We spoke.
That's awesome.
Thanks, Brent.
I will.
Talk tomorrow.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice is offered through Invista Advisors, registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Now, all that said, people still need to buy houses. Yep. People who do have one of those nice 3% mortgages may want to make a major home improvement that will grow in value. So when things stabilize, they'll have a really valuable asset to add to their current home's value. That money is out there and it's available through the means of Troy Bank and Trust, a statewide institution that can never be absorbed or merged because it's in their charter that cannot happen. And Morris Capuano was our guy there to help you get the money you need for a mortgage, for a home improvement, or even to start a business. It's all on the table. 409-9300 for any of those. You'll love the man. He thrives on opportunity and working for his customers. This is what makes him tick. That's no exaggeration. For him, it goes above beyond a job and a paycheck. There is a... He's on a mission. When you call 409-9300 and say, Morris, can you help me get a mortgage, money for home improvement, start a business? He takes that ball and runs with it and produces, you know, a great result for so many thousands of people over the years that with those kind of resources, with Troy Bank and Trust and a guy that dedicated like Morris Capuano, can't go wrong. Again, the number for Morris is 409-9300. Troy Bank and Trust is an equal housing lender, member FDIC. Their NMLS number is 88697. Traffic time at 5:30. What the fork?
Well, we are not hearing of any accidents at the moment. We have none reported that are going to slow you down. I-65 northbound out of Montgomery is loaded for bear, headed up to Millbrook and to Prattville. 65 southbound busy as well. 85 northbound. Now we have two 18-wheelers that are disabled off on the right side of the roadway, just past the Taylor Road ramp. All lanes of 85 northbound are open, but traffic is just slowly making it by that place. Please use caution wherever you are. We've got a lot of cars on the road, but no major problems. Buckle up. We'll keep you updated. Larry Live Oak, make sure you got the right insurance for your needs and lifestyle. Larry's been customizing insurance since 1988. Call Live Oak Insurance, Main Street in Millbrook, 285-2881. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Hi there, I'm Madeline Cannon with Alabama Home Mortgage. Getting pre-approved is the first step towards home ownership. People are often scared or nervous about taking that first step, but I'll tell you, it's nothing to be scared of. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we will take the first step and every step along the way with you. Call us at 567-4223. We will gather the information needed to tell you exactly what you qualify for. After a call to Alabama Home Mortgage, you will know what price point to shop for, what down payment is required, if any, and what your monthly mortgage payment will look like. We take all the guessing out of it. Then, when you find the house you want to make your home, you are ready to make an offer. Along with your offer, you will submit your Alabama Home Mortgage pre-approval letter. This shows sellers that you've already taken the steps necessary to ensure that you qualify to purchase their home. Wait no longer. It's time to take that first step together. Call me at 567-4223 or start the process online at myalabamahomemortgage.com.
That's Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
This February, join us for a fun-filled evening of winnings during our Lucky Bill Loves Alexis giveaway at Wind Creek Wetumpka. You have two chances to win big, so start earning entries now. The excitement begins at 5 p.m. Saturday, February 3rd, and again on Saturday, February 24th, when you can win cash, free play, or drive off in a 2024 Lexus RX 350, exclusively at Wind Creek Wetumpka. Escape every day at Wind Creek Casino and on the Casinoverse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey guys, are you looking for a professional and reliable tree service company in the Montgomery and surrounding areas? Well, check out the folks at Tree Masters. It's a name you know and trust. From pruning to full tree removal, they'll even help you remove your shrubs. They service all of central Alabama, including Lake Martin and Lake Jordan. Call them for a free quote today at 334-676-3638. That's 334-676-3638. Tree Masters.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's our holiday in February, and not just for the sales. The presidents affect me every day. Listen to my tale. I was washing tons of clothes, water's leaking on the floor. Jefferson is home too late, he's out with the girl next door. Ike Carter sneaking in the back, past the bushes in the haze. I'd feel more better if I'd tailor, she had to go away. It's a Harding being tough, it will pierce my heart to say. Jefferson is late. He said my Tyler had a flat, a nail bolted in the side. You think you can't get home, you can, and I'll tell you why. I know the jack's in the trunk, right behind the spare. Garfield around there in the dark, I'm sure you'll find it there. Son, you're late again, don't make your mama cry.
message from the Cassette Tape Coalition.
Cassette tapes are making a comeback. And why not? Cassette tapes provide the highest quality audio reproduction of any medium, if you don't count vinyl, compact disc, and everything else, really. The convenience of a cassette cannot be matched. If you want to skip to the next song, simply fast forward. A little more. Too far. Go back. Here we are. And don't forget that impressive Dolby button. Push it, and all the tape hiss goes away. So join the revolution. Buy cassettes today.
This has been a message from the Cassette Tape Coalition.
Our guest on Happy Hour at 5:36 is noted haunted house actor.
Dracula's here.
Well, you know, what, 6 months till we can play Discount Dracula again.
I know, time flies.
My God.
Counting down.
Somebody posted, one of my friends who plays Santa Claus posted it's like 42 weeks till Christmas, which is, you know, insane to think about that. But, you know, we only have, 52 weeks in the year?
I'm in the process of negotiating my contract all the way to 2027. I'm through 25 now.
Yeah, yeah.
I want those 2 years for a reason. Which we will not discuss on the air.
All right. A lot of that going on today.
That's all right, but hey, you know, you are a hot commodity.
Thank you for the compliment. Master Thespian, by the way, is starring in Spamalot at the Wetumpka Depot. What's the website again for people to buy tickets?
It's wetumpkadepot.com. They can go online to that, or they can go to the Facebook page. They've got a Wetumpka Depot Players Facebook page. They can check out the information there and get their tickets. But they gotta get them quick because it's going to sell out.
And just so you know, friends, I got kicked off Facebook for 24 hours because I had the audacity to post a story of a study, not somebody's opinion, a study that conclusively proves that men and women's brains work differently.
Wow, what a surprise.
Yeah, are you kidding? When I first heard this story, my reaction was,
I'm shocked.
Yeah.
The issue of whether male or female brains are distinct has proven controversial, with some academics arguing it's society rather than biology that shapes the divergence. Cut the crap! Yep. You pseudo-intellectual a-holes! Just stop it! Stop the madness!
No, just stop. Greg, just tell us how you really feel.
Through a lifetime of research, I've learned this.
Yeah.
I've done the footwork. I can't use the other one. I've done the footwork on this.
Well, the thing we're running up against is people have a narrative, they have an agenda, and anything that doesn't fit their agenda, they're going to reject it, they're going to shoot it down, they're going to say all sorts of nasty things about, oh, they're racist, oh, they're homophobic, oh, they're MAGA, oh, they're, you know, all that stuff.
They got a name for everything.
Joey, on his show, played a clip from a Tucker Carlson interview with a man that was very enlightening, talking about how there were certain aspects of the government that were actively working with social media to suppress any information about mail-in ballots, about harvesting of ballots, and that sort of thing. And I went, that's crazy. They started 7 months before the election, back in April of 2020.
Yeah.
Suppressing that information.
I'm sure they're working on it now.
I know. So that people wouldn't hear another side of the story.
We cannot win in the courtroom of public opinion, so let's rig it.
Well, and that's against the First Amendment. The First Amendment is free speech. You need to be able to weigh in society a debate about what's right, what's wrong. If you can't, that's a problem.
I fear where all this is headed.
Yeah. I'm feeling we're going to be good comrades, Greg Budel.
I will not be a good comrade to nobody. I will not be here for that.
And the United Soviet States of America.
Take that from that what you will.
Yeah. But interesting times. We are living in very interesting times.
All right, let me share something with you.
Yeah.
I was on Jack Ingram Select. Very proud to represent Jack Ingram Select. I'm going to go to the category of cars available between $10,000 and $19,999, and I'm going to show you a little something. I didn't even remember. This is it here.
Wow.
2007 Cadillac XLR. Six-speed automatic.
That's cool.
Electronic with overdrive. Raven black exterior. It is in beautiful condition. And, of course, may have a little age on it, but it looks like it was rolled off the assembly line yesterday. Like most everything they sell at Jack Ingram Select, these are cars that have been vetted, starting with the Carfax Vehicle History Report. Then they go to the mechanics, and there's 84 points under the hood where the car must meet original factory specifications.
Mm-hmm.
Then it goes to the body shop for reconditioning, and then after passing all of these very stringent tests, it goes on the floor. And at that point, it becomes available to you with the following: an extended warranty, Nissan certified select program, Ford, Chevys, Jeeps, domestics, imports, all with factory warranty. They take the guesswork out of the equation, like, well, will this really give me miles? Well, they're guaranteeing that it will. It's inspected, in addition to that prepaid maintenance and limited warranty that allows you to drive with confidence. 24/7 roadside assistance for the duration of that warranty and rental car reimbursement for the duration of that warranty period. And this little 2007 XLR is calling my name. It's beckoning. Hey, Boodle. Come test drive. In fact, I sent a text to Tip Thames today saying I want to...
Well, I'll give my testimonial. The car I'm driving now is a 2009 Kia Sportage we got from Jack Ingram. Because we were looking for a reliable car for our youngest child. And that car has made it all the way out to California and back, has been up to Chicago and back. It's still going strong. And now I'm driving it. You know, my youngest child's driving something else. But
I love my rug. I'm thinking about this for fun. Or when people look at me, like, there's that crazy old man that thinks his car is going to make him.
You know, if that contract extension comes through, baby, you may have the change. You can afford it.
Let's call Rick Peters on the air now and see what he says.
Let's do that.
In the meantime, visit jackingramselect.com. It's time to love what you drive with 25 lending partners. They make sure you get done.
The news is brought to you by Jack Ingram Nissan. Shop now at jackingramnissan.com.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, here's today's top stories. Alabama lawmakers are beginning the third week of the legislative session. The gaming bills that flew through the House are not up for debate this week in the Alabama Senate. The bills need a two-thirds majority to pass. In the Senate, that's 21 votes. Some lawmakers say the votes just aren't there. Former Auburn running back and assistant coach Carnell Cadillac Williams is expected to be named the Las Vegas Raiders' new running backs coach today. Cadillac Williams was initially hired as Auburn's running back coach by former head coach Gus Malzahn in 2019. An Alabama death row inmate is suing the state to stop Alabama's use of nitrogen gas executions. Convicted murderer David Wilson's lawsuit claims the method is cruel and unusual punishment and argues that nitrogen gas asphyxiation is inherently inhumane and would be particularly painful. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
Jack Ingram Select Used Cars is revolutionizing the car buying experience to give you the car you want with the protection you deserve. Come shop the factory-certified cars. Experience the difference on the boulevard next to Sam's Club or online at jackingramselect.com. Jack Ingram Select Used Cars. Big selection. Factory protection.
I'm Republican Jacqueline Tomlinson. You've heard me here on the Greg Budell Show quite a bit over the years. Running for office is the last thing I thought I'd do. But when your community calls, you answer. With more than 15 years of family law experience, I've helped local families through some of their toughest times. And so, I'm asking for your vote in the Republican primary on Tuesday, March 5th, for Circuit Judge.
Vote for my mommy!
Paid for by the Tomlinson Campaign, P.O. Box 821, Wetumpka, Alabama, 36092.
This is Johnny from Sinclair's on Vaughn Road. We've been in business almost 30 years.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
I think if you hadn't tried us, you should give us a try. We've got a great menu, offered anything from chicken fingers, wings, salads, fajitas. At lunchtime, we do great country lunch with different vegetables and different meats every day.
Sinclair's, where you get great sandwiches and our daily meat and three special at lunch, to great pasta, chicken, steaks, and seafood for dinner.
Our most popular items are, we got a soup called She Crab Soup, which is extremely popular. We've got a bunch of pasta dishes, which people love. Mediterranean and chicken is my favorite.
Sinclair's.
We do live music, light stuff on Wednesdays and Thursdays, and then on Fridays and Saturdays, maybe three-piece bands or four-piece bands.
Come see why Sinclair's has seen lesser restaurants come and go over the years. Johnny Sullivan Sinclair's at the corner of Vaughn and Taylor. Find them on Facebook at Sinclair's East. Google search Sinclair's Restaurant. Sinclair's.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-254-5040. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-254-5040 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-254-5040 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-254-5040.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama values.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. All in all, great weather news for this week's weather. Even the nights are starting to moderate. Clear skies, not quite as cold. Overnight low temperature down to about 37. Tomorrow, the warming trend continues with a high temperature in the lower 70s for Wednesday, middle 70s for Thursday, lots of sunshine, and the risk of showers holding off, I think, till Thursday night, maybe into Friday morning early. And really not much rain. And then dry weather returning for the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At CBNS Bank, we've been meeting the needs of our customers since 1906. Need help setting up new business goals? Our line of commercial loans can help you achieve them. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What'd you say? shut up.
All right, now that I have your undivided attention, 84 sent me a brand new Norm MacDonald clip.
Really?
Yes.
Cool.
It's short, but it's really good. So why don't we enjoy this now?
Oh, I'd love to. Yeah.
End the day with a laugh. Of course, I got to put the volume on. I got to reboot the damn thing. This is just...
Yeah.
Mind-bogglingly. Come on.
Las Vegas, the oddest slogan I've ever heard. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, they say. Of course, it's not true. You can't kill a person, leave. They'll follow you across state lines, yeah, and bring you back, and you'll face a jury if you appear. So I said, what does that mean? What does it mean, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas? And it came to me in a sudden. What it means is you can have sex with a prostitute in Las Vegas, and she will not tell your wife. They're very discreet in Vegas. They're not like these gossipy small town whores. You know? These blabbermouths down at the beauty parlor with that pale blue thing over their head, whatever that is. Go, you're Hank Johnson's husband. My God, I had sex in exchange for cash last night with him. Small world.
Yeah, in exchange for cash.
Okay, that was good. That was worth the price of admission right there.
Yeah, that was good stuff. I've always... What happens here? What are they promoting? You spent your entire pension on slot machines?
That's what happens to most people. That's what happens to most people. That whatever money they bring in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Speaking of tourism, which we're kind of doing.
Yep.
Hawaii is considering a fee for vacationers.
What?
A proposed $25 flat fee, which would be collected when you check into a hotel or a short-term rental. It's supposed to say short-term rental, but I had a brief speech impediment there, so well, it's there now a short-term rental.
So what's this money for? What's it going to? What's up with that?
I don't know. They're off the rails. They're probably climate change or some other crap.
Oh, my goodness.
They entertain 9.5 million visitors a year, and they're going to use it to protect beaches and prevent wildfires.
Well, good luck with that. Because that's a natural; those are all natural occurrences that, when God made this world, put stuff in.
They're using Maui as an excuse.
I know. Hey, I brought you a present, by the way.
You did.
I brought you a present. I brought you your very own copy of The Princess Bride.
Well,
can watch it.
Let me react with proper appreciation.
Oh crap! Oh damn it!
Oh crap!
Oh crap!
Oh crap!
Oh crap!
Yeah, I have multiple copies, so I was like, you know, Greg Budell needs his own copy so he can finally watch the end of the movie. I will agree with you, it's a little slow getting into. But once you get to the part where the princess gets kidnapped and the Dread Pirate Robert shows up, it starts to pick up. But yeah, those first few minutes, I don't know how far you got. You probably got to the point where, you know, there was the kissing and all that, and you were like, nah. But it does get better. There's the cool sword fight.
I'm a guy with a reputation for making women happy. And there have been certain women along the way who may have, hey, why don't we watch this? And then, of course, while my head's bobbing up and down like one of those brake light dogs in the back window of a car, I'm in the inside my head, when I hear what it is they want, I'm thinking,
oh, crap! Oh, damn it!
Ah, crap!
You know?
Well, the big question is, has Roz ever seen The Princess Bride?
I don't know. That wasn't in her prenup.
But maybe that's a question. You say, okay, honey, Master Thespian gave me this. Do you have any interest in even seeing this movie? And she may go,
no!
Right?
She may throw it away.
Give it to Briscoe.
No.
Or she may go, oh, that's a great idea.
Put it on that table for our garage sale.
Yeah. And then we'll strap you into the chair with the duct tape.
You know what? I think there's a if there's a worthy cause, like my retirement fund, that we could raise money towards, like we did
for
Janelle's class a few years back.
Yep.
That still amazes me. That whole thing. And it was all about the chance for the people here to make an impression on all those kids in that class in Boca Raton that whatever your perception of Alabama might be, here we are. We are good people who like to help.
Yeah.
And
they want to help. They're just looking for somebody that needs help, and they're willing to give it.
When they sent that Star Wars-produced thank you,
that was cool.
Like a baby. That was just the most beautiful thing. And they showed us, look what we're doing with our talents. Now that we don't have to, you know, bang on doors or whatever.
Wait tables or, yeah.
Really cool. Well, we are at the end of the road here this afternoon, unfortunately, at 5:55.
Well, if you'll let me, I'll come back next week, too. We'll have more fun.
You're welcome here next week.
Fun. Fun, till daddy takes the T-Bird away.
See how the T-Bird's flying down the road. Master Thespian, thank you.
Well, in lieu of accidents, we're having a lot of disabled vehicles this afternoon. We got two 18-wheelers off on the right side of the roadway just past the Taylor Road exit, 85 northbound. All lanes are open, but folks are slowing down past those. And, of course, with the 3 lanes to 2 lanes just past Taylor, that's slowing them down even more. And we've got a disabled vehicle, Woodley Road at the Boulevard. Use caution there. Very heavy traffic everywhere around Montgomery this afternoon. The boulevards, I-65 and 85. Heavy traffic's about all you have to contend with. Not many in the way of accidents, and the few minor ones we've had are off the beaten path in neighborhoods and parking lots. When you need the best equipment, Thompson Tractor has everything from compact construction to heavy-duty machines. With over 65 years of service, Thompson Tractors on Highway 80 off I-85. Wendell J., Skywatch Traffic.
Hello, Montgomery County. This is Justin Costanza, candidate for County Commission. I'm proud to have been raised right here in Montgomery, attending Montgomery Catholic, and now serving as its school president. I understand the values and needs of our community like no one else. Vote Justin Costanza, District 3 County Commissioner. Working hard to serve our community and improve the lives of its residents is not new to me. Join me and vote March 5th to put faith, service, and leadership into office. Don't forget to cast your vote for Justin Costanza in the Republican primary on March 5th. Paid for by the Justin Costanza Campaign, P.O. Box 3961, Montgomery, Alabama, 36109.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
I've been trying to get my bosses to make the show 24 hours long since day one.
Hello, Alabama. This is your all-time favorite president, Donald J. Trump. My friend, Congressman Gary Palmer, is running for re-election to Alabama's 6th Congressional District. Gary is an America First conservative who is fighting to secure our border, strengthen our military, and protect and defend our undersea Second Amendment. Alabama, please get out and vote for Gary Palmer for Congress on March 5th. He will not let you down. Thank you.
I'm Gary Palmer, and I approve this message.
If you want to save money on your toner, it's easier than your ABCs. Cartridge World's online store, the letter C, worldmontgomery.com. Save money on gas and your toner at Cartridge World's online location. Just go to the letter C, worldmontgomery.com, or call 819-8797.
Everyone that eats three meals a day is participating in agriculture, whether they know it or not. I'm Chef Morris, and I've been farming all my life. Caroline Dobson cares about farmers like us. We need somebody in Washington that understands us and understands what's happening and why it's happening. Caroline Dobson is the best candidate in this race. Caroline's tough. She's a fighter. The Biden administration is not about rural America. The labor costs and fuel costs are just strangling small business. Joe Biden is out of touch. The farmer didn't vote for him, and he doesn't care about him. We need people like Caroline in Washington, D.C., to give people confidence to move forward. Caroline Dobson is a fifth-generation farmer. She's got grit, she's got country values, and she's got what it takes. Nobody's going to dig their heels in and fight for us like Caroline Dobson.
On March 5th, vote for FarmPAC-endorsed Caroline Dobson for Congress.
I'm Caroline Dobson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Dobson for Congress.
Conservative Justice Sarah Stewart has the experience to lead Alabama's courts. As a tough-on-crime judge, Sarah Stewart presided over hundreds of cases giving tough sentences to the worst criminals. Republicans can trust Justice Sarah Stewart to defend the Constitution and protect our families. On March 5th, vote Conservative Republican Sarah Stewart for Alabama Chief Justice. Paid for by